Support for this public radio podcast comes from Progressive, serving customers since 1937. Service and rate information available at progressive.com or from local independent agents.
The fact is, it wasn't supposed to be recorded at all. The contract base said in bold type, no recording allowed.
Had everyone played by the rules, Michelle Schacht's live album wouldn't exist. But while she brought the spirit, someone hit record. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, Rita Houston here. Michelle Schacht's musical career started thanks to a bootleg from the Kerrville Folk Festival. And now, 20 years later, an unplanned recording from the Telluride Bluegrass Festival makes its way into her catalog. Chances are the music coming from the stage that year was an equal surprise to Michelle's fans because the usually solo songwriter was joined by a full band and a choir for a mix of gospel songs and originals. If you weren't there, the album To Heaven You Ride captures the moment. And in an interview with FUV's Claudia Marshall, Michelle Schacht explained how.
They were doing a DVD project that year, so they were recording the entire festival. They had a 40-track plus Pro Tools truck in the back of the stage. They had video cameras rolling. And people were like, well, didn't you notice the video cameras at least? And I said, well, I thought it was for the Jumbotron. So yeah, I saw the cameras running around stage.
Right, but why really would it be your job to police that anyway?
The contract said no recording.
Right.
So I got a board tape, which is very typical. Even when no recording is allowed, you'll get a board tape from the engineer. I put it on my iPod. I don't even know why. And I heard it and I thought, wow, that girl pretty good. I wonder who that
you
is.
You did not know it was you.
I went over, I looked on the iPod, and sure enough, it was Michelle Schacht, and it was doing God Bless the Child. So I sent it to my manager. He said, I wonder if there's a recording of this set. I said, no, of course not. There's no recording of this set. He contacted them, and that's when we found out the existence of this documentary archive footage. So they said, here, you can have it. They sent the footage, and we mixed it and mastered it, and it sounds pretty good. All you hypocrites and liars in the temple-seeking game, all you senators and lawyers with your motives to explain, all you victims, you heroes, your petitions to complain, all your murderers, your martyrs, on the fields where you lay slain, on the just and unjust, alike it does rain, and the quality of mercy is not straight. Yes, vengeance and revenge are just two words for pain, and the quality of mercy is not straight.
As a Michelle Schacht fan, I have to ask you, and I use this sort of term advisedly, is your upcoming work going to be Christian music?
I can say this for the record, Claudia. I hate Christian music. I hate it. And for the most part, there's a lot of outspoken Christians that I don't think very strongly of either. But I love gospel music, and it's the African-American tradition that I'm totally devoted to. And I feel like I'm in good company there, you know. These are folks who have transformed our society by putting their principles first at the expense of their money, their lives, and set such an example. Whether you're talking about the death penalty, whether you're talking about adventures in foreign sovereign nations, there is such a place in this world for love and forgiveness that the power of that reconciliation is so much greater than vengeance or revenge or aggression. We have so many choices to make as human beings. Let's make the right choices for a change.
Still you do what you do, but it cannot stand when my God is through. Listen, y'all, where two or more are gathered, in his name he will be there. Ooh. And so we listen for an answer. Take away is our prayer.
Michelle Schacht recorded live in the FUV studios with an updated version of Good News. For the complete interview and performance, visit our archives at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar-sensing climate control system. Learn more at acura.com.